All right, we back at it. Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. Where we at right now?
Man. We at Ready Set Studios, you know what I'm saying?
We're not at Fab Factory, by the way.
Yeah, we had to pull up on our homie, man.
Man, Alexis.
Howdy.
We know him as...
Alexis.
I mean, but you called him Maj before, so oh, yeah. Act like
no, that was a name change. So yeah, yeah. So before we get into the conversation, you know, because you have pre-existing fans, we play your song on the radio as Brown Boy Maj. Talk about the Titty Boy 2 Chainz name change.
Well, you could say K. Dot Kendrick Lamar.
Nah, damn. I want to do Titty Boy 2 Chainz.
Okay.
True.
That's what.
I mean, to be honest, I was just Brown Boy Maj. I thought it was just too like. I already wanted to change that name, but when one person validated the name change, or a few situations validated the name change, which was number one, Post Malone's manager hit up Kev and was like, yo, we got Maj on the Posty Fest.
That's Dre?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Dre.
Yeah,
shout out
yeah.
to Dre London.
Sorry if I didn't hit his voice correctly. I tried.
No, man, you yeah. fucked his voice.
That's a wild impersonation right there. He's looking at this like, oh, yeah. That's how I sound?
Yeah. Right.
I probably sound like Conor McGregor or some shit. My bad. But yeah, so like we were excited like, hell yeah. And then next thing you know, we go to Post Malone's album release party. It was really just an excuse to throw him a birthday party. And he comes up to us, he's like, bro, I'm not even going to do the accent, my bad. Bro, my bad, guys. It's a different Maj.
Oh,
and we're like,
damn.
But at the time, I wasn't even mad because I'm chopping it up with Will I Am at the time. So I'm like, bro, I don't care. I'm chopping it up with this guy right now. It's cool. But it was cool. It was cool. So that was the first time. And then the second time, which was the time I guess we did decide to change, was so Sal, I believe it was Sal like so. Hit up Kev and stuff. I was like, yo, bring him through. Let's listen to his stuff. He listens to it, everything. And he's like, what is this brown boy? He's like, you're not Indian. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, have I been misinterpreting this my whole life?
No.
I know.
He missed that. He not from LA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Cool, yeah, you know? And yeah. I'm just like, in my head, I'm really in my head, because I'm not going to lie, too. I'm a little like nervous, because I'm like, I walked into this house where they got fucking marble statues in the fucking living room. I'm just like, this nice, hey?
Yeah.
This nice. So yeah, I'm just sitting there. He's like, yeah, what is this brown boy? He's like, you know, Nav's already the brown boy. I was like,
oh.
I was like, all right, cool. I was like, yeah. I was like, it's just something I decided, man. You know, brown boy Majin Buu, Maj short for Majin Buu, my favorite Dragon Ball Z character. Mm. He's like, what's your real name? And I'm a little hesitant because like I'm used to in high school, like every time the teacher would ask me like, Or the sub teacher would be like, oh, Alexis. I'd be like, ah, and then everyone laughed.
The
like,
jokes.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So I'm used to that. I'm like, Alexis. He's like, how do you spell that? I say, A-L-E-X-C-I-S. He's like, that's your name. He's like, Beyonce, Drake, Justin Bieber, Alexis. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And then we just like left that. And then we're just thinking about things. And we're just like, you know what? Maybe like your music is a little serious. Like it's not like, it's not bullshit. At least I don't think it is, you know, so. And we decided to change it next go around.
I mean, that's dope that you were kind of already, you already had like the notion to want to change it. And those were confirmations for you. It was like, because it could have been the other way around where
exactly.
you were really rocking with the name and then people are like, yeah, we ain't fucking with
that.
Well,
no, when I came up with that name, it was just out of this like, so I was in a part of this little collective called Upper Hand. Like I was in high school. We were trying to be like, you know, Odd Future. We were trying to be like, you know. Just like a cool little collective.
Out in Arizona, right?
Yeah, out in Arizona. Okay. And everyone was so dope. I think they were amazing. But I got tired of certain things. I was like, guys, why are we talking about like cars we don't have, bitches we don't fuck, chains we can't buy? Like why? I was like, let's do something like legit. Like, what you wanna talk about us being broke? I dropped a song called Broke Boy.
Mm.
And like that was in me being serious, and I was like, you know what, let me put a bullshit ass name on there. And I was like, huh, what's some bullshit? Playboy Cardi, Brown Boy, Maj. Boom.
Oh, and that's how the name came about.
Yeah. So that's how it came about.
That's interesting. Now you spoke on, I mean, it's no secret, you got the D-backs hat on.
Yeah.
You from Arizona.
Yes, D-backs fucking.
Oh, you got some tattoos?
Tattoo?
Yeah, okay. Sounds everything.
Who would tat the Arizona Diamondbacks on their skin? I don't understand.
Me.
Anyway.
That's loyalty right there.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. But anyway, you from Arizona. What part of Arizona are you from?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. Now, you are, to me, dope. Like, you're talented.
Thank you.
I've told you this before.
That actually means a lot. I always be second guessing myself, like, does this fool even fuck with me? I don't know.
No.
You
talking about him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about him. He just got that resting, you know what I'm saying?
Resting bitch face.
I just look like this. But what's dope to me is I didn't realize how many more people were from Phoenix or were from Arizona, like the talented people. Yeah. I forgot the singer. What's the pop singer? It's a girl.
Jordan Sparks. Yes.
She's from Phoenix too?
Bro, she's from Arizona.
Chester Bennington, RIP.
Bro, that's where I was going. I love Chester Bennington. Yeah. Rest in peace, Chester.
In elementary school, I used to sign my name. Like, they made us practice our signatures. Mm-hmm. Like, do whatever you want. You can put your name like this. I used to put, like, Alexis Villa and then, like, LP, circle. Like, because I just really like Linkin Park.
I was literally going to Chester, bro. Yeah. I didn't know that. And I've been a Linkin Park fan since, like, high school, right? But did you draw some of that influence from him from a Sonic standpoint?
Honestly, I never really thought about that. I think he's just too legit. But I think it's more of a standpoint of everything I listen to. Because I just listen to everything. Like, I listen to country. I listen to pop music. I listen to, like, classic rock. Like, I listen to a lot of things. And it kind of sucks because, like, just me going somewhere else with the influence thing, like, I feel like my influences pushes me to make, as Salas has called it, urban pop, you know? And it sometimes can get confused. And people be like, oh, you're a rapper. I'm like, I don't think I'm a rapper. I'd be doing no bars whatsoever. Like, hell no, I'm not that witty. And it sucks because, like, I'm getting some people telling me, like, oh, bro, like, do you feel like you'd be like, you're a culture vulture? I'm like, nah, bro, like, I'm just me. Yeah. Like, I'm actually trying to make pop music.
You know what's interesting? Yeah. I would classify you not even as a rapper because, for instance, I get asked about Blast all the time from people that's not from the West Coast, right? Yeah. And every time they ask me, is Blast a rapper? I'm like, no. Like, he's a singer? I said, not really. I consider him to be more like a vocalist.
Yeah.
And that's what I think you are, a vocalist.
Yeah, that's what I think too. We're just people making music. We're just artists. I really just think it's just being an artist. I don't know.
How do you tap into, is there an Arizona or a Phoenix sound? And if so, how do you tap into that? How would you describe
most
that?
Most definitely not. Arizona, it sucks that I even say this, but we're just in shambles. We're just scrambling. Like, everyone, I think, is too busy trying to be that guy. Like, you know what I mean? Just trying to be the sound. But recently we've had people like Sam Opoku, which he just does his own thing. He's more of like a Afrobeat type of guy, very soulful man. Samara Sin's not from there, but shit, I've known Samara Sin like for like a few years now, and she's from there, and she has her own fucking sound. She's killing it right now. She's going crazy. And then there's me, and then there's everybody else. Just either they want to sound like they're from Chicago, they're from Atlanta, or they're even from here.
I think everybody goes through that.
Every region deals with that.
But it's cool though, the fact that out here is like even when we're in Arizona, it's like, oh, bro, throw in some West Coast shit, which we're considering stuff from LA, which I think is so cool. Or like, I think it's even cool, like, oh, bro, throw on some drill, shit from the East Coast. You know what I mean? I think that's so fucking cool to me. Where in Arizona, it's like, I don't even know actually what we would say. Like, shit, I don't know.
Throw on the Diamondback shit.
Yeah, some desert shit. I don't fucking know.
But do you feel a responsibility to create that sound, or are you just worried about just making good music and just having people gravitate to who you are?
My responsibility to me is just to keep doing this and somehow find a way across from cool people like you guys, just still surviving, maintaining this beautiful weight. You feel me? Make sure my mom's good. All kinds of shit like that. That's my responsibility to myself. I can care less about trying to take over a little pond when I want the whole fucking ocean.
Well, I can't shout out to our guy PB who's filming this. I wanted to start off
great
the
guy,
interview.
That guy.
Yeah, he is a great guy.
Beautiful man.
Okay. All right, there you go. Get a close up on that. I wanted to give you a hug, man.
Okay.
I wanted to give you a hug. I'm not going to move out of frame, but I wanted to give you a hug.
Want me to come to you?
I mean, hey.
I cut to you.
I feel like you need a hug. This new album.
No, you got to lean back. Lean back, bro. No, just kidding.
That's wild. This new album. There we go. Bring it in. Bring it in.
There we go.
I feel like you need the hug, though, man.
Yeah.
All right. Who can I run to?
Oh, that's why the hug for?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, there's heartbreak, there's loyalty issues, there's a lot of this that. Is this all within things that's going on in your life? And if so, who the fuck are you trying to run to?
That's the question about it, is like, who can I run to? Is this more of like, after all, like you said, maybe the loyalty things, or after like turning up, going to a club, after this and that, and after it's all said and done, whatever, you're by yourself, it's like, who can you actually run to? Like, who's really there?
Gotcha.
And that's why, if you notice on the project, it starts off like just really up tempo and it ends up slow. And the last song is called Lonely on the Moon.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's more of a question.
Okay.
You know, I haven't, I feel like I've answered that question for myself. You know, I actually luckily feel I have a bunch of people. They might not be happy that I run to them, but you know, luckily I can.
At least you got that. That's where I was kind of going with it is, you know, hearing the album and kind of hearing the different vibes that you're going, you know, I kind of get that emo feel as well.
True.
But, you know, I feel like if you answered that question, then that's ultimately, that's all that fucking
But I'm
matters.
Not emo because I'm sad or I don't try to be that. I feel I like to be vulnerable because I feel I'm a person where I like to call my friends and be like, after I hang up, hey, I love you. Mm-hmm. I'm a motherfucker that really checks on my friends that I know will be in their room by themselves or just they be going through shit. And I like to, hey, bro, you good?
Yeah.
And I try my best to like, hey, bro, like, you want to hang out? And they be, I know they be in their own head and shit. And that's why I try to be. I just want to be a person where it's like, bro, it's cool to reach out and be like, hey, bro, like, let's hang out. Let's do something. Or it's cool to tell somebody you love them. Like, that's what
you
I want to
do. You wear your emotions on your sleeve, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're emo.
Yeah.
So I don't
that's
mean
what it is. I always consider emo just being like sad as fuck.
No.
And I'm
emo,
not sad. I'm
emo
a happy
is the term. I mean, a lot of people look at it as sad, but it's emotional.
Oh, okay.
And you're an emotional person. And that's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing because you're vulnerable. You're able to display that. And it's funny that you named the project Who Can I Run To? Because I feel like you're the ultimate person that people can run to when they're going through stuff. So it's like,
for sure.
You're asking this question, but you're ultimately that guy as well.
For sure. Yeah, my girl be like, who you talking to? I'm like, so-and-so.
They got so-and-so going on.
She's like, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
So-and-so be so-and-so-ing, man.
Yeah.
Do you think that is something that's sustainable though? Because I think the more people you get to know, the harder that is.
I've been able to cut my circle. I've been able to really, I know who I want to, that's why, I feel that's why I like being over here. I feel,
what do you mean over here?
And out here in LA, like not being home. Cause I'm a people pleaser, I know that. I like to accommodate everybody. I like to make sure that everyone else is happy before I'm happy. That's who I am. But the thing is, like, now I realize, like, I just want to make people happy that make me happy. I want to fucking make sure, like, you know, like how they say growing up, treat people how you want to be treated. That's how I treat people. And I realized, like, some motherfuckers fucking suck.
Yeah.
Like, I've been friends with some people, and as I've matured a few years, I realized, like, there's some people I'm friends with. I'm like, bro, they low-key are not good people. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell them that, though, because I'm going to let them keep doing their thing. But I'm just like, I might see it, and I'm like, I'm good.
But do you cut yourself off? Do you cut yourself off from them, or do you let it continue to go?
I mean, I cut myself off pretty much from it. Like,
pull your energy back.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I'm fine.
When is the point where you find that you have to let them know, like, if they're being detrimental to themselves?
I think everyone has a little bit of common sense, and they realize, like,
That ain't the case.
No.
Well, I think everyone I've dealt with, and maybe everyone I've dealt with, you know, I've never had to verbally be like, hey, bro, I don't fuck with you no more, bro.
You know what it is in the song.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, I know what you're doing, dog. Yeah. Hearing the music, I'm like, oh, shit, who is that for?
Well, speaking of
which. Please. This is what we call a segue, ladies and gentlemen.
The Offended song is one of my favorite songs on the project.
When I first
heard it, I'm like, this shit is hard. And it's not even the fact that you expressing yourself with whoever you getting expressing yourself to.
Yeah.
But I think everybody has that story. Everybody feels like that. Like, bro, you misplayed your hand.
Yeah.
Me personally, me and you know, my team were dealing with someone who monetized our relationship.
Oh.
And they wanted like $5,000 for something that they did. I gave her the $5,000, but it was like, now you monetize the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I can't, now it's just that.
Yeah.
So now that it's just that, okay, I'm paying for services rendered. Yeah. Now that's all it is. There is no relationship beyond
sure,
that, right?
Not for sure,
so
for sure.
I feel like a lot of people misplay that.
Yeah.
Like if you don't necessarily see the opportunity that's in front of you, or you might be a team player.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, well, now I need to get paid for X, Y, and Z. It's like everybody needs to live.
Yeah.
But what I took from that song was it wasn't necessarily your personal experience that I took from it. You can speak on that if you want to, but I took from it that's something that's relatable. And that goes back to what you just said, like you make relatable shit.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, everything you just said, I feel like categorizes that song beautifully. And I feel that's why it speaks to a lot of people, because everyone I've showed that song to, even before I was out, I was like, bro, let me hop on that. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I probably could show you 10 different versions of this shit, you know? And I was just like, I don't know. And what's funny too is like, in all honesty, Zoe's homie, Honcho. Like,
shout out to Honcho.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck it is about this guy, but I fucking love that guy.
I like
He's a fucking great guy. Bro, he'll call me out of nowhere. He's like, what up, gang? What's going on? I'm here with wifey. Can we hang up? You want to hang out? Trying to pull up on you? I was like, I'm with wifey, and she kind of just wants to hang with me right now. Right. But no, like, and we'll just be chopping it up. Like, there's been times where we'll call each other literally like in a 10 minute span, like three times, just laughing and shit, just doing shit. But that's why everybody else that I had on that record was like, I was just like, like, I feel like we've already made a song together. Yeah, like, you know,
you gotta,
like,
stop moving in your chair. You fucking up the view.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me pull a Chuck.
Boom. You told me to sit back and relax. I know. Put your seatbelt on.
You gotta let the people see.
Yeah, they
got okay, right here. Bam. This stance is not moving.
There it All
right,
is. Continue.
Boom. But yeah, no, and then like for some reason, like I just thought it was just so organic and cool that Honcho got on it, because like that fool has never asked me for shit. He's never nothing. And he's always just been like, hey, bro, let me pull up on you. Hey, let's hang. Let's whatever. And then there's been times where I'm like, hey, I'm busy. Never fucking felt weird. He was like, all right, cool.
Damn.
Like, I feel like just on some grown man shit, this is like, bro, it's like me and my boy Benji over here. Like, there's times where I'm just like, yo, let's hang. He's like, I gotta mount this TV, bro. Right. I'm like, I can help you. I gotta mount this TV, bro.
Damn.
But yeah. that's just life, what it is, you know? Yeah.
Do you think that people understand in the moment that they're misplaying their hand?
Yes and no. I think emotions blind people. I feel like,
me too.
I feel like definitely money blinds people. I feel like people's actual intentions blind them as well. Like, I don't think people see, like, I have this convo, like, even with Salas. Like, I'm just like, I'm just a genuine ass person, I feel. And like you said, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Mm-hmm. Like, the fact y'all came here, I'm super fucking thankful. I want to make sure I'm here before you to accommodate you, make sure you're good, blah, blah, because you didn't have to fucking do this. You know what I mean? And it's like, what the fuck I look like looking like an asshole being late on you and fucking this and that. But yeah, I definitely feel some people definitely misplay their hand because of bullshit.
When it comes to songs, do you always pull from personal experiences? Because you spoke earlier about people rapping about shit they don't have, right?
True.
I also heard, I forgot which song it was, I meant to write it down, but it was during the listening, you played it, and you were talking about a girl who wear designer. I forgot what song
I'll be talking about. Hotel Abbey?
It was Hotel Abbey.
Sometimes I make songs just for like...
But that's what I'm asking. Is it always pulled from personal or is it aspirational?
It's 50-50. It's a third of it all. It's like one could be manifesting. Like, I don't know if you noticed, I always talk about a Tesla. Like, I don't give a fuck about Ferrari or this or that. I want a fucking Tesla. Because that shit's cool. I mean, sure, by the time I get it, I won't be able to, like, not drive it. And, like, it's just going to drive itself. Because I think you were talking about how it's going to have a camera on you now or
It drives itself now.
Oh, it still do? As West long Coast. As it do that. That's why I want it.
So that's why I want it.
That's why I've been
wanting
it.
Trust me, it's life-changing.
Yeah, I bet.
So
a car in general is life-changing. I don't even got one. Fuck.
So, but speaking on stuff like that, right, and I'm going to go specifically to Hotel Lobby. When you're talking about these things that either you're trying to manifest or... Let's go with the manifest, right?
But to me, I could actually explain to you how I made that record.
Okay,
and what
please,
was in my
please,
head.
Go ahead.
It's actually sometimes there's times where, like, I know there's a cool motherfucker in the room and they want to make a cool song. And in my head, I'm just like, I can make you what I want to make you. And you probably won't like it because I know that's not where your head's at. So I'm like, you want something cool? I'm going to give you something cool.
The people please.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, but also I'm like, I just know good music.
Yeah.
So like that's not
no,
even
there's,
that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Yeah,
especially as a writer, for somebody that's written as well, like
true. That's
something you had to get into that bag.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I was looking at shit from a personal side as well because, you know, you spoke on your lady, you know, relationship.
Yeah. I'm not
right? Trying
to manifest two women at a hotel.
That's where I'm getting to.
I'm not.
So when she hears records like that.
You hear that?
Yeah, no, but she knows what's up.
Clean that shit up.
Because she knows what's up.
Clean up on aisle five.
We be talking about shit, and then she be like, and like she's at a point now where she doesn't get mad, and it's cool because I like we've talked about it a little bit. I'm like, you don't get mad no more. She's like, no. I'm like, why? She's like, you're in your fucking underwear eating Lucky Charms, watching fucking a chick flick on TV right now. Like, I know what the fuck you ain't doing.
Yeah.
I was like, you fucking damn near have a stroke when you're in front of 10 people. Like, what you gonna do with two bitches?
So she knows the real you.
Yeah,
right.
Bro. I honestly fucking suck in front of people, bro. Like, I need, there's no way that could ever happen. I'm not cool.
Now, do you want to start with?
No, I'm just still on that because I think that's an interesting perspective to have, especially somebody that's an entertainer in this business. how do you deal with that? If you deal with anxiety or you're not a people person to that extent, how do you maneuver through this, especially with the album, the rollout, having to go here, having to go there, do different shows and things of that nature?
I feel now I've honestly, that's shout out to Sallust. I'll be real. Like, this is the first time I really feel like I can just be myself. Mm. And like, he's never questioned me to be nothing. It's craziest thing ever. He's like, hey, you want this? And I'm like, and in my head, he's like, I know you want to say yes,
but I'm letting you.
But you could say no. Mm-hmm. And even if it accommodates everybody, I'm gonna make sure they all do that shit for you. Mm. And like, now that's been in the back of my head. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, I could still be me, but there's certain things now where I'm just like, nah, I don't gotta do that.
Gotcha.
I'm cool. You know what I mean? So now like I just did Gina's thing, right? Mm-hmm. I did Kev's thing, and I feel like if you can tell, there's a few podcasts I've done before where I'm like talking like this, mm-hmm. like yeah, with like
cool, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to like, cause that's what I see. But now I realize like, wait, bro, like
just be yourself.
Yeah, like
shedding the image and just relying on yourself.
Yeah, like if I want to cry on camera, I'm gonna fucking cry on camera. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Tears of joy is nice.
It's good for clicks too, by the way.
Yeah, I guess so.
It gets the people going.
You feel me?
Yeah. Your perspective. Well, it's a couple things I want to talk about when it comes to the album, but. Shout out to Cypress too. I want to shout out to Cypress Moreno,
nice man,
for the with the hotel lobby thing too. But when it comes to your selection and production, this album is produced really well.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
I feel like the sonic of it is cohesive. I got to hear like bits and pieces. You would play me shit like bits and pieces in the studio or whatever. But I think once it was finalized, I'm like, oh, okay, this is your sound. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that something that you thought of ahead of time, or y'all came up with it in real time?
I would say it's more of like you, Silas, everyone coming in hearing it, and I listen. Like
you do listen.
Like I listen. Like I'm just like, I'm not gonna be that like, okay, like you know,
who's
like
he know?
I just like making the music, and that's the thing. I'm not gonna lie, is that I definitely need somebody to help me, like be like, hey man, you should do that, because I'm gonna do every beat. You play me a beat, I'm loaded up.
I'm gonna do every beat. I'm gonna
do every beat. It's trash.
Even if it's trash, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna hurt someone's feelings. No, just kidding.
That's crazy.
If I don't like it, there's times where like I don't like it, I won't do it. But even if it speaks like, it's like, hey man, we kind of need an up-tempo record right now. We need something in this BPM. I'll know that, but then I might hear something that's completely far left ballad, and it's speaking to me. Mm. I'm like, let me just do that real quick, though. You know
what
I mean? And that's the thing, is like, it always kind of heads to that. So I kind of definitely need somebody to be like, hey, let's do this today. Let's do this. Because I just like making the music. Yeah. I'm not here to fucking.
You're like, I'm the talent. Let me just be talent.
I guess
work.
So. I guess I just want to make music and have fun and be drunk.
Now the other thing on the album is you make these references a lot when it comes to promethazine and pills and stuff like that.
And drinking.
That's all over the album. That's not even just one specific song. Like that's that's all through the album.
Yeah.
When it comes to that type of stuff. Do you worry about health, or do you even think about that when it comes to real life application of those things?
How old are you?
Me? I'm a beautiful 27.
He's not thinking about that shit.
That's true.
But in all honesty though, like I talk about it because it's shit I really dealt with. Mm-hmm. Like I really like, at one point I thought that shit was so cool. Like, I'm gonna be real. Like,
yeah,
I thought
what I'm
it was
saying.
Cool,
that's
right? And that like that's why I'm like, oh shit, yeah, let's sip some lean or this and that. Mm. Now it's like I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy it. Like it's cool, but I don't do it. Mm. I'm gonna be honest with you, like I have not bought a bottle of alcohol in I don't know how many years.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, but you probably get it for free.
Yeah, I get it for free. Oh, well, they love it.
I haven't
the
bought it at all, but I get it for free.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. Like I don't even do that. Like or I don't like, you know, people just always whatever. And luckily I'm smart now where I'm just like, nah, I'm good. Like I be telling a lot of people is like, bro, when I'm at the crib, I put on everything I love, not one drop of alcohol, not one nothing. The worst thing I'm gonna do is consume some hash browns or some shit. You know what I mean?
Is like, that like illegal? Cause I eat potatoes.
Nah, he talking about some real ass hash
browns. No, I don't know what the fuck hash browns are.
No, it's just
I'm 40, nigga, I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's just because yesterday I needed a quick breakfast because I had a rush over.
So we talking about potatoes.
Yeah, and, okay. And I look at the fridge.
Hashed potatoes.
And I look in the fridge and I'm like, what's in here? And I just see a box of hash browns. I'm like, let me pop six of them bitches in real quick.
See, he using words that I don't.
I got you. I feel you. Nah, he talk about hash browns.
Potato. Yeah. They come out the ground.
So exactly. I pop six of them in the air fryer, man.
It ain't no strain of weed. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Like hash you peel them.
Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's is amazing.
Okay, bet.
Okay. But yeah, no, but so like, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not old.
I'll admit it. I'll partake here and there if I'm feeling it. Like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? But that's when I'm out and about and I'm just having a cool time. And I feel like I've learned now to be like, nah, I'm cool. I don't need that. I don't need that right now. So I feel good.
I think that's a good mentality to have as long as you understand that. Again, you're talking to two old heads right now. You know, so I've been sober almost 8 years. Yeah. So like I've been where you're at. And I know.
You never even heard of Drunk Chuck.
Drunk Chuck is a whole.
Whole nother different thing.
But I've seen you. You probably have. I see in you where I was at that time when I started to make the decision to kind of cut it off.
Yeah.
And one of the things I started realizing, it's not a preachy moment not to say, hey, you need to stop doing this or that. But I noticed that a lot of people end up coming back to this way, where it's like they slow down and just realize that moderation is the better way to go versus just on hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I said, I think it's more of just about my like when I drink and stuff is just comfortability. Mm-hmm. Like if you notice, I'm not sweating. I'm not telling this, hey, I need a bottle before they get here.
I need
like,
to get that lean,
like,
my, baby.
Like I don't have, there's no cup in my hand because I'm actually comfortable like around you guys. Like I'm, and the thing is like, it's not, sometimes it's not that I'm not comfortable because I don't know the person. It's just maybe me, like, just trying to understand this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of times I'll be forgetting, like, oh, wow, like, I actually am doing shit, eh? Like,
I'm doing the album out.
Yeah. Like, I'll be forgetting that Zoe is that motherfucker. And people from Arizona are like, how the fuck you get a song with Zoe? I'm like, that's my guy. That's my manager's artist, too. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, that's just a cool guy. But yeah, so and I just be forgetting that shit. And like, and I think a lot of it is too, is I've had the records with T-Pain. I've had the records with Wiz and Snow.
That's life flex.
Right?
Yeah, that was a life. No, that, you saw is, that flex? Man, I did shit like that.
Nah,
you
know what but this is
T-Pain
how
is a whole list.
Right.
Not half of one.
But this is how I see it though. Like, you would think as like an artist, like, oh, you get a song with those people, you're out of here.
Yeah.
Where's my Tesla, man?
Like, that's the average perception is once you do this or you do that, then you go to the next level and you're famous and you're rich.
Yeah.
But
like after this, I'm Salas heard, like, bro, let's get the next one going. Like, I'm not trying to wait and see if this shit does it for me. Let's keep it going.
It out, yeah.
When it comes to you, I'm glad you spoke on this as far as the moderation thing when it comes to consumption and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also, like, we just talked to Schoolboy Q, right?
Mm-hmm,
and he talked about having crazy withdrawals.
Yeah.
Going through, like, have you had any crazy, like, withdrawal stories or anything, like, where you had a close call or maybe an overconsumption or you know, didn't remember a day? Or
I hate to say this. Like, this sounds like, so I'm going to say two things about this. I feel a very strong fucking mind, like, a very strong mind. And there's times where, like, I see people, like, be fucking doing some shit, and they're, like, and freaking out. Like, I got a hospital. I'm like, what are you going through? And then I'm like, bro, I've been going through that shit for 2 days, and I thought it was normal. Like, but, like, you know what I mean? But, like, and in my head, I'm like, oh, you good, bro. You're just dehydrated, or you're this, this, and that, right? So, I mean, maybe that. But also, fuck, what was I going to say? I'd be forgetting shit. But, like, yeah, no. I don't. The craziest withdrawal or craziest thing that's ever happened to me off any substance is weed, which is crazy. That's why I don't smoke.
Paranoid?
It's everything, bro. Like, I don't be knowing.
Was it regular weed? Or was
I hope so.
It was
I don't know.
It was hash browns.
It's hash browns.
See, now you don't play with me because I don't.
No, I just remember. I just remember I worked at Carl's Jr. a long time ago. I worked at Carl's Jr. And this is the time, like, I was low-key staying on my homie's couch in his garage. And mind that this garage is disgusting. He has like 10 dogs and they probably pissed the shit all over it. But this is where I was staying at the time, bro.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you know, this is where I was staying.
It's no judging at all.
Yeah,
it ain't, but damn.
But just mind that, like, I just want to paint the picture. And I'm getting off work at Carl's Jr. and I'm being nice. I'm like, I'm making 20 double cheeseburgers to take back home. So, like, to feed, like, his whole fam and shit and mine. And I'm pretty much like, what, 17 years old at this time, 18, whatever. And I go and, like, we're smoking. I hit it once. I hit the blunt once. I just go like this.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just like, and then I know where I hear, like, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, all right, just close your eyes. You'll be good.
Those are called heart palpitations.
Bro, it was weird. And then I'm like, maybe you're just hungry. I try to eat the burger. I'm just, I can't eat this. And then I just remember closing my eyes, like, just go to sleep. As I go to sleep, it would literally feel like I kept falling, like actual falling,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
and like,
wasn't regular weed.
Yeah, yet. And the falling and falling and falling. And then at one point, I was like, oh shit. And then like, and I'm like, hey, bro. Like at the time, you know, I was like, no homo, bro. Feel my heart. He's like, bro. I was like, feel my heart. He goes, he's like, oh no, that motherfucker beating, bro. It's crazy. And after that, like, I stopped smoking. Never smoked.
Really?
Yeah, I don't smoke. Yeah. I haven't smoked in, fuck, like, 10 years.
So do you think that had that experience, you've had that experience with a lean or a pill or something else, you might have had the same way? You were like, I'm cool on that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just never...
So it take one bad experience
but
and you cool.
But also, I'm not a fucking... I'm going to pop 10 fucking Xans, five Xans. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. If I pop a Xan, I'm going to crush a little quarter. I'm going to ingest it, and it's going to be cool. Like that's how I would do it. You know what I mean? That's because to me, I was just like, I'm really taking this for what it's meant for, right, like in my head. And you know, and I know I have anxiety. And then,
have you ever been diagnosed
with ADHD? Yeah.
What, have you been prescribed anything?
Yeah, bro. So I think this kind of fucked me up. So I actually went to like this little rehab, like mini juvie type situation, because in high school I kept getting in trouble, and I'd question everything. Like, I'd be like,
what kind of trouble? Like talking back or like
like I'd be like, why the fuck I gotta go? Like, why are you sending me to class right now? Or no, we had a thing called sweep. So if you were a minute late, they'd send you into the room like this, all white, and you would just look in front of you that whole class period.
Oh damn.
Then that's all you do. You didn't get to work on work, no homework, no nothing. You just did that.
God,
and
crazy.
That would happen to me all the fucking time by a minute. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, cause I like talk to my friends, whatever the fuck, and they kept doing that. And then I got to a point, I'm like, why the fuck am I going to this shit? I ended up going, the first time I ever watched the Avengers, they did that shit to me. I said, fuck that shit. The Avengers just came out. I walked to the nearest fucking movie theater, and I'm in that bitch. I watched Avengers. I came back. I went to class. The principal's like, Alexis, where were you? We were all looking for you. I was like, I was taking a shit. She's like, what do you mean? She's like, we looked everywhere. I said, she's like, what do you mean? Where were you? I was like, I take my shits like this. What are you talking about? It helps.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. But she also loved me. She was that principal that, like, I think she knew. Yeah. She's like, I remember her telling my mom to her face. She's like, look, I know Alexis is a handful, and I don't know how, but he's going to be something one day. And I remember her saying that, and, like, that kind of boosted my ego. I'm like, I fucking know that shit, too. Because, like, to me, I was like, why can't I go get lunch at Wiener Schnitzel? Why I got to settle for this bullshit-ass taco salad when Wiener Schnitzel's right across the street? So they just be like that. I'm like, bro, I came back.
When you got prescribed...
Yeah.
What'd they prescribe you?
Bro, Vyvanse, 75 milligrams, the highest.
What is that? What's Vyvanse?
Vyvanse is like a heavier, like, Adderall. And they gave me the biggest dose ever.
75?
75. Like, before you could even, like, they didn't even test it out on me. And now that, as I'm an adult, I think about that shit.
Is that
shit.
Illegal?
I don't.
Bro, were you 17? So,
yeah. So check this out. At the time, then... Like, I kept getting in trouble in school and shit. First, bro, I got in trouble because I used to wear Enjoy. Like,
skateboards.
Yeah, yeah. And they would just be like, no, you can't wear that. I'm like, bro, I'm not wearing the Panda's fucking... What?
Private school?
Nah, oh, I went to just a regular public school.
Damn.
I don't know why. They just... I don't fucking know what it was.
But
I think it's just because, like,
authority and
I think
that.
What it was too is I pull up in class and I pass all my shit. Like, bro, like, I remember when we were learning about Alexander the Great and like all Christianity and shit. I'm like, bro, I know about Prince Charlemagne's friend Christianity being a sword. Yeah. I know about all these motherfuckers doing because I like shit like that. Like, I liked it, so I feel that kind of pissed them off. I don't know, but yeah. So I just remember I went to that person's spot. And they just kept, like, upping my dosage and shit like that. And one time my mom, I remember she's like, hey, you want to go to Panda Express? You have a doctor's appointment. And I'm in my head, I'm like, you want to go to Panda Express? You never, like, what? You taking me somewhere?
It's a trick.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I was like, I would love Panda Express. I fucking love Panda. And she's like, and then afterwards you got a doctor's appointment. And I said, oh, so I'm thinking it's the same shit. I'm like, all right, cool. Go. We ended up driving, like, 2 hours, like, far.
Oh,
and we go to
gotcha,
the spot.
Bitch.
Bro. I walk into this place and I turn around and I'm like, I forgot my phone. And they're like, it's okay, you don't need it. It's be quick. I'm like, no, I'm gonna go get it. I try to open the door, it's locked. And I'm like,
damn.
I'm looking like, oh, we're closing, that's why. I was like, all right, I go in there, I ain't come out for a whole month.
Get the fuck out.
And guess
out
what?
Here.
My doctor in there was my doctor out on the outside.
Wait. So you were committed.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was this facility? What was it?
It was like all these, bro, it pissed me off because my mom submitted me and in my thing it said because of weed. And at that time I was like, I don't even smoke weed. What?
Okay, but what kind of facility was it?
It was like all these kids, bro. Like just all these kids, like from it ranged from literally like 9 years old to 17 years old. Because once you're 18, there was this guy in there that while I was there, he's 18. They was like, bro, you just gotta go, and they let him out on the street, bro. And it was kids.
But was
in there.
It a? But was like it a juvenile? Was it a mental health facility?
I think it was like kind of mental health-ish with for drugs or some shit. Because
oh, like
there,
a rehab.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Because there's a kid in there with track marks, bro, on his in the middle of his toes. Oh, that was like 15 years old, and I was like, how is this possible? And everyone's looking at me like, bro, like why the fuck are you here? And you bro, and it's so funny because all of the counselors and everything were literally like D1 athletes. They used to be pro. Like that shit was crazy, bro. Like that was all up, and they look at me like, "Yo, you're good. Like, what the fuck you here for?" Yeah.
So did you? So when you got to the facility, they like assessed you and all that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff,
it was just
and
all
then they
the
gave
shit.
You the prescription.
Yeah, I already had my prescription already
before you went there.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing that's everyone there. Like I never thought of it because I was still a child, but everyone there literally like made it a thing where like. That's weird that your doctor in here, which is the doctor, which he gets paid for every child in there, was my doctor on the outside.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Bro, he ran a play.
Yeah, and like that fool, and now that I've watched all these movies about like pharmaceuticals and shit, bro, these doctors were getting paid how much to prescribe a certain drug.
Yeah.
And then I'll be watching this shit, and I'm not gonna lie, bro, I kind of tear up. I'm like, I was really a fucking like a part of this shit. I might even cry right now, bro, thinking about that shit. Because like, they really, I feel fucked up my whole system by giving me this fucking drug, bro. Like I really feel that, because then after I got out of there, I still kept getting in trouble. Like when I wasn't even doing shit, like I never went to like jail, never did nothing crazy, you know what I mean? And my mom sending me to San Jose, and then like, so they're keeping it going, they send me to this doctor. That doctor's like, why the fuck are you prescribed this shit? And he gives me like the smallest dose, and I was fine.
Damn.
So do you think, so he was getting kickbacks for sending kids?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And then that place ended up, oh shit, I spit. Mm. That place ended up closing down like years later and shit for like a whole fucking like scandal and shit like that.
Do you think that the doc is, whoa.
There's a Netflix documentary on a school like that. Yep. I forgot the name.
There's facilities like that. But that's my crazy. Question to you is, you said they prescribed you the max dosage of this trial drug almost.
Vyvanse,
right? Vyvanse, that's what it's called.
It was a blue orange drug.
How do you feel like that fucked you up?
I feel like, because at the time, I remember just having like hella suicidal thoughts. I wouldn't fucking eat everything. And now that I think about it, like I do believe that a lot of the shit I did as a kid or any drug I did has affected me now. Mm-hmm. And I feel that's why I'm so anxious. I'm so nervous. And I feel that drug specifically fucked me up, because as a child, I don't think you should be on that shit.
No.
Like I
you still
like,
developing.
Yeah, bro. Like I remember I passed out twice from lack of eating. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
So you weren't eating in the facility?
Yeah, because not in the facility. Like before
that, you went.
From all this right. drug, like I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat. Cause it's pretty much like fucking meth or some shit in a little capsule. That's I don't crazy. Fucking know. And that's why even to this day, I actually don't even take Adderall.
So did your mom green light?
Yes.
Well, but I mean, she's thinking it's helping you. Like, especially if it's from the doctor, if they're saying we can prescribe this medicine because he has ADHD, this is a good facility for him. Not knowing the doctors, they have this whole shit planned out.
My mom's just trying to get, you know, I'm her first child. Yeah, she didn't know what the fuck's going on. And all these teachers are telling her that I'm just this bad kid and shit like that. So what else she supposed to think? And my whole thing was like, mom, I'm not fighting nobody. Mom, I'm not getting caught with drugs at school. Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If let's say all the shit that was going on with the medical facility, with your mom, you were misdiagnosed, whatever. What do you think was actually going on with Alexis?
I think I was just a child. I think I was 60 years old, hyper as fuck. Like,
just
yeah. Like, I think I was just being a kid, and I just feel like my curiosity was different. Like, bro, I remember there's no reason why I was 10 years old singing Frankie Lyman in my head. Like, I always liked shit. Like, I liked learning shit. Like, I learned the guitar by myself.
So music was already played a part in your life as a kid as well.
Yeah, bro. Like, I loved music, bro. I loved everything. I just loved learning things, if that makes sense. Like, I just learned things I didn't know about. And, like, I learned how to play the guitar by myself. I learned how to play the harmonica by myself at, like, 14, 15 years old. You know? And that's just because, like, I wanted to learn it. I thought it looked fucking cool. So, yeah,
so
man.
Did you have more of a... if you had to balance it out, right, or, like, assess it, did you have more of a knack for wanting to learn things, or did you have more of a knack for music?
I would say learn things.
Learn things. And learn then things. Just, it bled over into
music. Yeah, music. Because I think, like, to be good at, like, music, you got to be good at math. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm good at math, but I'm good at feeling shit, I feel. That sounds crazy.
No, that's...
But, like, no, because, like, when I'm, like, make music, bro, I don't... I don't be counting, I don't whatever. I'll just go in and I'll do it. And sometimes I can't get on the beat for the first 5 minutes for some weird reason. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck, why am I fucking up? But it's not because I'm like thinking of the beat. Mm-hmm. I'm just feeling the feel. Like, gotcha. It's weird as fuck. Mm-hmm. So I think I just like learning things, and it just so happens that I just love music.
That's a crazy ass story.
No, that's a wild. I never heard.
I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know. Like, we've never talked about that, so I don't know. Yeah. People personally have gone through that.
I definitely got some fucking crazy stories to tell you, bro. Like, I feel like my life has been a movie, bro. Like, and even the love aspect or whatever. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. I remember being 16 years old, and I was heartbroken over this girl. I break into my parents' liquor bottle. And a liquor cabinet, I drink a whole bottle of tequila to myself, bro. Right? Why my ass get on a scooter, a Razor scooter, and fucking for 6.5 miles, scooter to this girl's house, and I'm just nogging like, hey! She's like, you gotta go. And you I'm heartbroken.
Oh, trying to be Romeo ass nigga.
Bro, and then, bro, I swear to God, I remember this shit perfectly. I don't know why the fuck. And I just remember being sad, so I get my scooter. I don't even ride it back home, bro. I walk in home, and I just remember listening to The Color Purple, like, on repeat, bro.
The Color Purple.
Wait, bro.
Gonna not show that look at that in the eye.
God.
I'm gonna flirt
at 16?
Somebody.
At 16, you listen to The Color Purple?
Yeah, I love that song. And I'm here.
I still ain't listened to The Color Purple.
That's... I think it's just that song that I like. No, it's because there was this guy, I think it's Burnell Taylor on American Idol, that sang it, and I really liked this song. And it was like, got my house, it still keeps the cold out. Got like, and I, for some reason, I love that song. I was like, this shit is amazing.
When did you realize that this was something that you wanted to pursue? You said you had a knack for learning, you like music, and play guitar, harmonica. When did you realize, like, oh, man, this is something I could do?
When it fell in my lap, I guess. Like, I started, so when I was 16 still, I couldn't get a job. So I ended up taking my uke and my guitar in front of Ross, and I was singing for money.
But you had already taught yourself
how to play. I tried it, and it worked, right? Mm-hmm. So still, at this point, not thinking nothing of it. Then I do fast forward to the Brown Boy Maj, make that Broke Boy song. Mm-hmm. It works, and then some guy like was like, hey, man, I think it's cool. He wants to manage me, whatever, cool, blah, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I moved to Vegas, and in Vegas, I'm probably, 20 years old at the time, 21 years old, and I'm working two jobs to, like, have a little apartment out there and shit by myself. And on top of that, fund my music that I'm trying to do. Gotcha. And then out of nowhere, Kev hits me and was like, hey, bro, I want to manage you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this
he was doing radio in Vegas at the time?
No, I think Tampa.
Okay, gotcha.
No, in L.A. I think he's doing in L.A.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, it's fucking bootleg Kev.
Right, yeah.
Cool. And then at first I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. Like, you know? Because I'm just like...
I got management. I'm straight.
Yeah, but I'm a loyal person. That's just who I am. I'm like, they got you, or like, this situation got you to notice me, so we're doing something right.
Right.
But then those fools at the time, I think I weighed 195 pounds, and they're like, you're getting a little big. We're going to need you to lose weight. And they're like, we're going to stop shooting music videos and this and that if you pass the 200 mark. And I'm like, who the fuck are you telling me what I can and cannot eat? Mm-hmm. So I was like, at that minute, AK, you still want to manage me? He said, and then I remember.
Hold on, let me get to 220. I got you.
You think we still get that deal with Rockefeller?
I remember calling Kevin, like, you still want to manage me? He's like, yeah. I said, can you give me an Uber to the airport? I used like all the money I had to get a plane ticket back from Arizona, from Vegas to Arizona. Yeah, and then from there, I'm back at my mom's. And at the time, I think she thinks I'm responsible and shit because I lived by myself in Vegas for like almost a damn year. Mm-hmm. And from there, like Kev was like, hey man, we're gonna go do these things. And he's showing me a world that I've never seen. Like, oh, we're gonna go to this concert. Ended up going to a Post Malone concert. And I'm like thinking, oh shit, we're gonna see Post Malone. This is so cool. We go through the back and we're sitting down and like a little like couch is like this in like the green room. I don't even know what a green room is at the time. Post Malone walks in and I swear to God, I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Like what? And I just remember he's like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm here with Kev. He's like, oh, let's get weird, boy. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Like, all right, but
wait, hold on. You
gotta
get some context
on that. Oh, you ain't finna just shoot past that.
Oh, like he was just like,
when
like
you said, you wait, listen, bro. We from LA.
Okay.
You said You said, he said what?
Oh, like at first he was like, who are you?
And I'm no,
like,
no, no, no.
Let's get to the
let's
other
get
part.
Weird boy?
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
He's from Texas. Like, turn up. Like, let's get weird boy. Like, you know, let's drink some Bud Lights and shit. Like, that's how I took it as. Yeah.
That's
and,
how you took it?
I think that's how we all took it as.
You took it, though.
I mean, that's.
Whoa.
I took what he said in the correct Whoa. Manner that I thought it was told.
Okay, there we go. There's just a lot of shit going on in the music industry right now.
Hey, we not diddlers over here.
The whole music industry is going through some shit right now.
Hey, we not.
It was a moment where you realized shit was cool. You were exposed to some new
my glasses.
Yeah. And then,
and it was a good time.
Yeah. And you then, yeah, and then it. Fast forward, like, to the remainder of the night, like, after the, like, I'm in the back.
Minding my business.
I'm in the back of him performing. I think this is the coolest
You're
shit ever.
You're in the back of him performing.
Bro.
I'm minding my
wow.
business.
What
I'm
is
clean.
Happening right now?
You I'm, know what I mean?
Alexis.
Like, I'm on the back of the stage, okay. bro, and he's in the front.
You're
like,
on the back of the stage yeah. watching him perform.
Bro, and that's just cool as fuck.
I know then, a dude named Stage from the IE.
Different. Oh
okay.
Anyway, so then I remember afterwards, Kev's like, you ever been to International? I'm like, bro, I've never been to a club in my life. Well, this fool took me to like 4 clubs in one night. And I thought it was the coolest shit because we're not waiting in line. We're just going straight in. I'm not knowing this world. I don't know anything. And I'm like, holy shit, this is cool. Then he's like, you been to Jags? I'm like, what the fuck is Jags?
What the Jags is.
Takes me to Jags. It's a strip club the size of a Walmart. And I'm just like, I like it here. Yeah? But yeah, and then after that, I remember he got me an Uber home. And as I get home, he's like, you want to go to Vegas with me tomorrow? And I'm like, bro, I got no money, bro. I got nothing. He's like, it's okay. I'll take care of you. And I'm like, okay, I'm down. So he pulls up on me. As he pulls up, he's like, actually, can you pack for like 2 months to come to California with me? I'm going to try to put you in sessions and things like that. And I'm like, bro, I don't have money to like do that. He's like, don't worry. I got you. I was like, okay, cool. I come out. He's like, where's all your shit? He's like, this is all I got, bro. It's a little backpack.
Yeah.
We go to Vegas, bro. After Vegas, we go to Cali. I meet his wife, his family. I'm in there. I think I meet you probably like 2 days later, and now we're here. Huh?
That's amazing. I mean, that's a dope story. I mean, just hearing from those early beginnings to, you know, where you're getting at to now, like, what do you think some of the biggest lessons that you learned over those times? From Alexis, then Brown Boy Maj. You know, so Alexis as a kid, teenager, to Brown Boy Maj, to now change your name back. So like, how do you feel like it's full circle with the lessons that you learned?
I think the lesson in general is just like, just go for it. Just go with the flow. Just try. Yeah. Like, why not? Yeah. That's just how I feel. Like, I had nothing to lose at the time, and I just did it. I feel like that's, everyone has nothing to lose, you know? Yeah. In my head, it was really, like, I don't know. I guess, I don't really know what lesson it is, except for just go for it.
You know what I love about this, though, is that we're watching it in real time, right? So it's like when you say all these things about being a people pleaser and, you know, I want to make sure everybody's happy, which is, there's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait to see the evolution. not in a bad way, but when you start to become used to this and knowing what you want in the sense of like, no, this is final. This is what I want.
True.
And really being accustomed to the lifestyle that you deserve. You know what I'm saying?
For
because
sure,
you deserve
sure.
this, right?
No,
you have a talent
.
and you're here for a reason. So it's amazing to see you really enjoy it because you only get one time for this shit.
Yeah,
in terms
for
of
sure.
like getting it for the first time. You feel me?
No, I'm thankful for everything, bro. Like everything's just cool. Like, I don't know. And like how you said, like just knowing things you want and things like that. Like I'm personally a person where I just go for it and I do it. And like, anyone asks me like, hey, you should pull up to this shit, fuck it. I'm like, I might not want to, but I go and do it.
Yeah.
And I've kind of finally in my head have realized that like there's certain people that I like I'll invite to want to go do things because it could be good for them and they don't want to. And I'm just like, these are kind of low-key the people I don't even want around me anymore, to be real, you know? But I still be trying, you know what I mean? And that's what I've realized, at least where I'm at, and just all that shit. At least for sure now, I know it's like, I know I'm a motherfucker that wants to be on time to things.
Yeah.
I don't want people around me that don't want to be on time. I know I'm a motherfucker that likes to try. I don't want people around me that don't want to try. You know what I mean? Just, that's how I feel.
When you make the decision to go all in on yourself, is that scary for you?
Nah, not really.
Because you described the situation when you came outside and Kev was like, oh, just come get in the car, let's go.
Yeah.
And you were like, all right, fuck it. Like, let's do it.
I mean, what else was I going to do? Fucking rot in Arizona?
But that's not the same thing, though.
Oh, okay.
Because if you have something to lose, you don't move as freely like that.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different now. For instance, you walking away now, like you getting up and just leaving and going to Mexico for 2 months.
I've been thinking about it.
You would think about it.
I'd be thinking about it. So I've been thinking about it. Who doesn't think about it? Sometimes, like, things get overwhelming to me. I'm like, hey, maybe I'll just use, like, oh, this project isn't the reason I blow up. Let me use an excuse to, like, hey, guys, I really appreciate you for putting your time in me. I think it's best we just go our separate ways because I don't want to keep wasting your time. Mm-hmm. But then, like, you know, then I'll be thinking to myself, like, nah, it's still a process. Let's keep it going. At least we're not like this. Yeah. We're going like this. We're going like this because, like you said, like, I don't know. To me, it's back to the people pleaser. It's back to the making sure everyone's happy. I just don't want, make anyone like, I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Gotcha.
That's really my thing that goes in my head. Like it's not even me. Like, you like, whatever, bro. Like, you happy with anything you got. You've already low-key lived like, you're living your dreams. Like, I think of it as that. Mm-hmm. Like, I personally feel like I've lived a million lifetimes compared to, like, what other motherfuckers is doing.
But you're still so young, bro. Like,
I know.
You're still early into this, man. That's why I said I enjoy watching the process of you, like, you know, the bright eyes and just being able to experience shit.
I still
for the first
get those
time.
Shits.
don't ever lose that about you. Yeah. I guess that's my point because I see a lot of people that it becomes regular to them in the sense of they get comfortable, kick their feet up, and they lose that hunger and that passion.
Yeah,
you know,
no, yeah, no, for sure, bro.
Definitely keep that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's like Wally, bro. We just locked in recently, and to me,
shout out to Wally the Sensei.
Yeah, bro, I'm excited about that shit. I'm not gonna lie, this will be texting me, FaceTiming me out of nowhere,
tripping out, huh?
And I'm like,
I knew that y'all would rock too, because the Sonics would be like, I think that's gonna be dope. That's gonna be dope.
No, we got some cool shit. We'll definitely listen to it.
Do you think that? Now, here's a question, right? Because as far as from a standpoint, there aren't many Alexises that exist in the ecosystem. when I say that, I mean, like, there aren't many Mexican artists that sound like you.
Uh-huh.
I think you're, like, one of one, maybe one of two, if that.
I appreciate
that. You know
what that. I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Is that something that you plan to lean more into? Like, you want more people that are like you, or are you cool with being on the island?
I mean, if people are like that, and like hit me up or I come across them, like, why not? Like, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't like to share that lane. Once they find their pocket, they don't like to share
this. I heard this recently, right? What I fucked with. I feel number twos are too busy trying to be number one, and true number ones want number twos to also be number ones. That's how I feel.
I fuck with that.
I feel like that's like my boy TK. I brought him here, I didn't bring him here, but I literally pushed like for him to like, hey, bro. TK, he could do this. Like, you know, AT, you should come to LA. You know, like my boy Cyrus, he shoots shit. I was living at this place at the time. I didn't have to offer and even to my roommate at the time be like, hey, I got a boy that we can like, I didn't have to do that and put anyone in that uncomfortable situation, but I want to do it because I want the best for them. I want us all to eat. I don't want to meet new people along the fucking way.
Right.
It's like my boy Benji back there. Like, I've known that fool since I was literally like 17, 18 years old too.
Yeah.
You know, like when we first interacted on Twitter, like, that's a fake bottle of Hennessy. I said, no, it's fucking not. Like, just shit like that. And like, he's a cool person that I still want to keep around, you know? Like, and it's cool because he's never ever tried to like come and see what I'm doing. And everyone sees that I'm in the room with Head. I'm in the room with Kev. I'm in the room with Chuck. And oh, let me go with him because, you know, whatever, like, him and a lot of people I'm around don't think that way, and I love that. Yeah. And that's the people I want around.
So the people that you cut off, the people on, like, you were talking about the track Offended, right? Or just Offended. In general, right?
I never cut the person on Offended off.
But what I'm saying is that when people hear these songs that are about them, or, like, it suggests it's about them, do they reach back out to you and say, damn, I heard that? Or do you let them hear it ahead of time? Like,
I'm not gonna lie, I shouldn't say this, but... So that song specifically is a situation in a whole. No, hold on. It's not that. And there's these guys that I work with, and I got drunk. There you go.
He don't have a mic. What did he say?
He said, nice guys, those guys.
Okay.
Nice guys, those guys.
No, but no. So it's like, I'm a person, like, I'm a very nice guy. Mm-hmm. And if I feel like, bro, I don't know, it's something a little weird. If I feel that shit, that's definitely, you a little weenie poo, bro. Right. Big weenie poo.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Define weenie poo. What the fuck is that?
It could be anything.
It could be anything?
It could be a lame. It could be a weirdo. I just don't like using those words.
So you know, a weenie poo is
weenie
the
poo is cool because I want you to feel like an extra weenie poo. You know what I mean? Like, you feel weird. You're weird.
Not to
you're
be
lame.
Confused with regular weenie poo. Extra weenie.
No,
poo.
No. Yeah, because if someone calls, okay, it's like someone calls you a pansy. I look like, oh, this motherfucker called me a pansy. Like, what?
No,
like,
one says that.
I do.
You're one of one. Like I said.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying, because I want you to really know, like, sure, there's truth in humor, but it's like, kind of being a pansy right now, my guy. If they can't wrap your head around that, it's for a reason.
Somebody just told me that they were like, we were having dinner the other night. They were like, yo, if you piss Chuck off, something's wrong with you. So I get the same sense of you, like, if somebody makes you mad or does you wrong, it's like, it's not your problem, it's their issue. Yeah. One of my last questions, when do you take accountability for shit that you do fuck up on, though? Where is the thing that you're like, okay, yeah, I take ownership of that. I do fuck up in this department. That's what I have to work on.
I feel like I've always taken accountability. I was just never good at with the confrontation part. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been like, oh, I did fuck up. Like, and I know for a fact, but I'm like, but I don't want to, like, I'll tell you that. Like, if the person comes to me, I'm gonna be like, yeah, bro, I fucked up. Mm-hmm. But I might avoid like having to say, but that was back then. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like, nah, I fucked up. Like, my bad. Mm-hmm. But now low key,
I'm acting like a weenie poo.
Yeah, I'm acting like a weenie poo, gotcha. Bro. Like, okay. That's on me. Like, my bad. Like, I think the other night, I did something where I was like, damn, like, I shouldn't have done this, but that's my bad, bro. I'm a little faded right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm caught up in the hype. I'm so, like, you know, my bad. I'm sorry. But that's why also I don't leave the crib, so I don't fuck up. Gotcha. You know?
That's cap. Everybody fucks up.
Not if I don't leave the crib.
At the crib, you don't fuck up.
I don't fuck up at the crib.
At all.
What am I gonna fuck up at the crib?
It could be social media. It could be anything.
No, I'm gonna do it. I'm getting there, eh?
Okay.
You know, I might fuck up by not leaving the crib.
That's a fuck up.
If I gotta go somewhere,
that's a fuck up.
But I'll go.
You'll go.
So are you fucking up by leaving? Told you, everybody fucks up.
Anyway,
the year can't end without Alexis doing what? What
do you? I'm so sorry, I didn't hear you. One more time,
buddy. The year can't end without Alexis doing what? What are you manifesting? What are the things that you've experienced?
You know how you was lying on the record about the designer shit?
Oh, shit. Oh, the designer shit?
That's called a callback. No, but go ahead.
I don't know.
Tesla?
I mean, I would love that, but I'm not focused on that. I think, I honestly don't think about the future or, like, what I want. I focus on just, today, let me make sure I don't mess up today and make sure today I did everything I had to do, low-key, because I feel if I get too caught up in that, then it's like...
You have to think about the next step of your career.
I don't want to think about, because who knows, maybe, because I don't want to set myself up for, like, disappointing myself, like, oh, because I kind of already did that, like, previous with the T-Pain thing, whatever, like, Wiz Khalifa thing. In my head, oh, shit, I got a song with Wiz, I'm about to be this.
But you don't think that's fear?
I don't think it's fear. I think it's just me being responsible and me not trying to get ahead of myself or count my chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, but that mitigating your expectations and being afraid of what's next are two different things.
I'm not afraid of it. I know it's going to come. I always tell myself it's just a matter of when. I just don't want to give myself a timeline or whatever, because let's say it doesn't happen. It could happen fucking, let's say I want it to happen at the end of December. I want to be this big ass person, right? But it doesn't happen. But then I reach December and January comes, I'm like, fuck it. Like, I don't know. But then February, it happens for me. Why not? I'm just going to take it day by day.
Got it. You know what I mean? What are those things that you're thinking about?
I don't know. I just fucking me being able to fucking not have to, like, always get an Uber. Maybe me finally, shit, who knows? Maybe get a license finally. I don't even need to be big for that. You know?
Have a license?
No, I don't.
All right. So, yeah, we got definitely.
Okay. So you're not from New York, bro.
Yeah.
You're not from New York.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
An ID.
He doesn't have an ID.
You don't have an ID?
But that's not my fault. That's not my fault. But low-key, I kind of use the no ID as an excuse to not go places sometimes.
No, so you're not. No.
That's a confrontation.
You a grown-ass man.
You need an ID, bro.
But I always end up going.
Nah, you need an ID,
bro.
I do. I agree.
Let's get a driver's. Do you have a record?
We shut them down after this. You get an ID.
So this is my thing, though. Like, I've actually have tried to buy an ID three times.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
What's preventing you from getting a driver's license?
I think me personally is I don't like driving in general. I know.
So laziness.
That, I guess laziness.
But you like to learn things.
I do, but I mean, I know how to drive. I just don't like doing it. I remember having to drive Kev back one time from Arizona.
No, you
and
didn't.
I hated it.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't drive.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Listen to what I'm saying. Okay, so let's get a driver's license right before the next album.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be fire.
I don't know.
He's not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Oh my.
He's not gonna do that shit.
I don't know.
Jesus.
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Who can I run to?
Who can I run to?
You just need to run to the DMV.
See?
To the damn DMV. Alexis, we appreciate you.
That's why it's not who can I drive.
Run your ass to the DMV. Maybe he just likes to run in general. That's what it is.
No, I don't.
You know what? You know why I want you to get a license? Why? Two reasons, right?
Okay.
Because you're a grown ass man, number
this
one.
This is true.
And number two, because you need to go through what we have all gone through before they change the system.
What is
you
that?
You need to send that DMV and fuck off your whole day. Just like we went.
This is more about us.
Yeah. Your whole day's fucked. Okay? Battery dead.
Make appointments online. What?
Yeah.
Go in there and do that shit yourself.
So before we go to complete automation and Elon take over the DMV,
true.
I want you to sit your ass in there like we do. Eat stale Funyuns.
Stale Funyuns. I love Funyuns.
West Coast.
Is there anything we didn't mention that you want to make sure the people know, whether it's about the album, about, you know, things that you've done?
No, I think y'all covered it. I don't know.
I just want to make sure.
I think y'all did a great job. Y'all some great guys, eh?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Yeah. Alexis. Get that album.
And I'm glad we hugged.
I'm glad.
I was looking forward to that.
That was interesting. To hug,
yeah.
You know what I'm glad you told us a story about Post Malone. You
know? That was cool. That was
interesting.
Cool.
Hug on weird.
Yes, yeah, so I'm glad you listened to me.
Black and Brown.
Hey, man.
That's a tab, actually.
What's that?
Nothing.
All right. It's Homegrown Radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head. Alexis, appreciate you, brother.
What?